All right. Thank you, Sunday. Thank you, everybody, for doing service and congratulations to all the day counters. Once again, my name is Zipporah, also known as Z. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic. My sobriety date is April the 4th of 2022. So just this month, I celebrated 4 years of sobriety, which is an absolute miracle. Like, it's unbelievable. That's the longest I've ever been sober in my life. And not just sober, but really, I have a good life today. And I've been able to see a lot of those promises that we talk about in these meetings come true in my life. But there were some things that had to happen before I got to that point. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. So I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. I was the youngest of three children, and our household was just very chaotic. There was a lot of abuse. My father was a raging alcoholic. And on top of all of that chaos and trauma that we had going on, we were in a very religious household. So there was a lot of confusion in my house, a lot of confusion around God. And I definitely felt like God wasn't saving me in my house. But when we went to our church thing, like, everybody thought we were the model family. So I made a decision early in my life that I was going to kind of turn my back on that kind of a God. And I just, I've learned how to keep secrets. There was a lot of lies in our household, as typically there is in abusive households. And eventually my mother, she divorced my dad. And the abuse continued for us. We just didn't have that part of the trauma. So I wasn't really raised around a lot of drinking and drugging in my family. My mother barely drank. And when she did drink, she was, nicer. So, I didn't really have my first drink until I think I was 16 years old. 16 years old, at this point, I was already just completely dissatisfied with my life. I was already having like suicidal ideation. I didn't want to be here. I didn't fit in. I wasn't like everybody else. I was always complaining about why my life, why wasn't my life different? And up until that point, I had gotten introduced to marijuana, but that was a different, thing. So my first drink was actually 16 years old, and I remember the sensation of that. I wanted to get out of the way that I was feeling at the time. So I had a drink, and it was a shot of Crown Royal. And I remember it going down, and it was warm. And I remember the sensation, and I remember the way that it changed the way that I felt. And I remember that very vividly. And I remember that being very different than the other experience that I had with the other substance. So fast forward, I still didn't really drink a lot until like my senior year. My senior year was the first time I got drunk. And I got invited to a keg party, and that's what everybody was doing. And so I got there and I got drunk. I got really drunk. All the kids in the party were just like screaming my name. I was like the life of the party. There was like a circle around me, and I just felt like I was included for the first time in my life. And I felt like I had arrived, and I felt like this was what I needed. This is the thing that I needed in order to fit in with people and like everybody to like me and know my name. And so that was the first time I ever got drunk. My first experience with drinking was very positive to me. And I didn't get sick afterwards. And it was the first time that I felt like I belonged somewhere. So fast forward to right after high school, I couldn't wait to get out of the house that I was living in. And so I moved out of my mom's house, and within 3 months, I was pregnant with my first daughter. I was on the news for check fraud, and I was like in legal trouble, and I was getting kicked out of college, and I wasn't even drinking yet. Like, my life was completely unmanageable, and I didn't even know it. Okay. So fast forward to about the age of 21, and my life is still completely unmanageable. Now I have two kids. All right. I've got another daughter, and I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life, because my life is not at all going the way that I planned. I'm not going to college like all my other friends, and I'm not just not doing things like the rest of the kids my age. And so my mother had kind of turned her back on me because she felt like I didn't choose her path of and way of God. And so she kind of had the sink or swim type of mentality. So I was out here in the world with these two babies, and I started working a job at night, and it was working at a nightclub. And that is where my drinking really took off, because I started drinking every night, and immediately I started drinking alcoholically. It was like this was the thing that I needed to do to get out of the reality that I was living in because my life was extremely heavy for a 21-year-old. And so I drank every night, and immediately I was blacking out. I was drinking and driving. I was getting DUIs. I got my first DUI at 21, and my second one at 23. And so my first DUI, I got a slap on the wrist. I was able to, I think I had a year suspended license, and I was able to drive to and from work to, and school. And so I continued to drink and drive. Like it just didn't even occur to me that this was a dangerous thing. And I did this with my babies at the time in the car. And so I did that until I ended up at 23 getting into another wreck. And this one, my wrecks were getting a little more serious. We totaled this car. Luckily, no one was hurt in this situation, but I had a judge that was not as lenient as the first one. And he said to me, "You got a problem." And he said, "Either you're going to do 30 days in jail or you're going to do 28 days in a rehab facility." And so I just happened to be engaged at the time, which I don't know why this man didn't leave me at that time, but we opted for rehab. And I'm so grateful, throughout my story, I couldn't see it then, but I could see how a God of my understanding was doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. So I got inside that rehab program, and that was really the first time I ever heard about alcoholism. Like it never even occurred to me that that could be me. I thought that I was entirely too young for a life like this, but I knew that my life had gone to hell, and I couldn't believe like the reality that I was living in, that I was sitting here at 23 years old. And so I found out about alcoholism, and then I also found out about AA and the different 12-step programs. I remember being on the druggie buggy and going to the meetings, and I remember just learning as much as I could, not only about the disease, but more from a how the alcohol affects the body when we take a drink type thing versus the actual disease itself. It just wasn't landing for me. So I got out of there and I managed to stay dry. And I went to some meetings. I didn't get a sponsor. I didn't work any steps. I just kind of was going to meetings, And I thought to myself after about a year that I was okay. Like I was cured. I was like, surely this was just a rough patch for somebody my age and I should be okay now. And so I went back out and I stayed out for 13 years. Like I really struggled and battled with the disease of alcoholism because I didn't want to be different. I didn't want to be an alcoholic. I wanted to be normal. And so I tried alcohol in every which way you could think of, just drinking Clear, just drinking beer, trying to ration it and limit the amount that I drank. And I just had all the consequences. Luckily, I never got another DUI. Somehow I managed to stay out of jail. And I think what I did is I had just turned myself into a pass out drinker. I thought that that was safer. Instead of blacking out, I figured, let me get the alcohol that I'm going to drink. I'm going to drink, and if I pass out, I'm not hurting anybody. Well, all the while my girls were growing up, okay? And so eventually they started figuring things out, my husband transitioned. He had cancer, and so when he transitioned throughout this time, the alcohol, I think I had some sort of functional alcoholism at that time. I was able to do things not pass out so much. And I thought that I was cured and I, could drink like a normal person, like that was normal drinking. But when he passed away, it just reared its ugly head again. And I was just back at it and drinking every day, all day and all night, and passing out and blacking out and everything in between. And so my daughters at this point are starting to get older and they're starting to see what's going on and they're starting to get vocal about it. So I ended up having a situation where my sister intervened, where she was threatening to call the Department of Children and Services on me. I know today she was trying to help me, but I thought she was against me at the time, and so that scared me. And so I said, well, you know what? I remember that AA thing. Maybe things are getting pretty bad. Let me go back to AA. And so I did that, and same thing. I sat in the meetings, I listened, I didn't get a sponsor, and I decided I was going to work the steps though. And I was like, I'm going to do it by myself. And I was just going to go to meetings and hear what you guys were saying, and then and just figure it out. So I did like 1, 2, 3 by 90 days. I'm feeling great. You know, I'm working again. I'm looking good. I'm gaining weight. And I thank everybody for their part in my journey. And then I go back out to go and try this thing again on my own. So I did that about 2 or 3 more times. And I really just, like I said, I did not want to be an alcoholic. I really thought that I could do this on my own. I didn't think that I needed a whole entire program or to be an alcoholic. I think to me there was shame connected to that. So fast forward to 2022. So at this point, I managed to be dry for 2.5 years. I hadn't had a drink. I wasn't going to AA. I wasn't going to meetings. I had no sponsor. I had no God, no fellowship, none of that stuff. And I said, wow, look at me. I think I did it this time. I finally am cured. And the thought just came into my mind like, well, shoot, it's been like 2.5 years. Surely you can have a drink now. And I was like, yeah, I think so. And I had a drink. And within a week, I was back off to where, you know, I had always been. And it was something that happened during that time. And it wasn't anything major that happened on the outside as much as it did as to what happened inside of me. I really just kind of looked at my life and was like, you know, all this time for like my entire adult life, I have been sitting here battling this disease of alcoholism and I was losing. And I just realized that I needed help. I was like, I can't do this myself. And I thought to myself, I'm going to die an alcoholic. Like, I'm going to die if I continue to do this. And so I just reached out and I was like, I need help. And I need to know why it is that when I drink, I can't stop. And when I pick up a drink, I can't stay stopped. Like, this was me talking to some source out there somewhere, and I didn't need to know who or what, but I did always remember Alcoholics Anonymous. And so this time I came into the program, and we were on Zoom at this time. And so I got into, found a meeting. I remembered everything everybody was saying. I had heard it all throughout the years. And this time I listened. And this time I took the suggestions. This time I did something different, which was get out of my own way, because I always thought that I had an idea of this time it'll be different. Maybe I can figure it out. Maybe I'm missing something. And what I did was I took all of the suggestions. So I went to the meetings, I got a sponsor, and immediately I wanted to get into the steps because the people were happy. They were happy. They were hopeful. They were joyful. And I wanted what they had for the first time ever. And so I got a sponsor. And I think, you know, when I did this, I had the first time in my life had a real deep first step experience where I truly admitted to myself that I was powerless over alcohol and that my life had become unmanageable. Now, this was the part I had to go on with the rest of the steps to unpack because I always thought that my life was unmanageable when I drank. I like truly thought that. I thought that if I just took the alcohol away, then I would be okay. You know, I would just not be drinking and I would be fine. I didn't realize, like I described before, that my life was unmanageable long before I even picked up the drink. And I had all these patterns throughout the years that I was going to have to work on. And so that's what I needed the sponsor for and the program. And so I continued to go through the process, you know. And as far as step two, that for me was, I like I said, I didn't think I had a higher power. The group was the higher power. That's all I know is you guys were staying sober for like all these days and months and years, and I wanted that. I couldn't do it. So I was like, okay, it's going to be the group, and that's fine with me. And then my sponsor got me to the third step, and the third step was turning your will and life over to a power greater than yourself. And I'm thinking, I don't know what that means, but all I know is I can't keep living the way that I'm living, and I'm willing to try something different. And that's all I had when it came to step three was a little bit of willingness. And that's it. You know, the rest of it was began to grow and expand, and my relationship with a higher power started to develop as I continued the process of the steps, you know. And then when things really took off, and this is where I had always stopped, was 1, 2, 3. I never even gave myself a chance to go through the rest of it. Things really started to change when I hit step four. Step four was the answer to the question that I had when I came in here, which is why is it that I can't stay stopped? And why is it that when I start, I can't stop drinking? Like, what's wrong with me? And so that's what I got a chance to see in step four. And this was the first time I got to sit down with somebody and really write down, you know, this stuff that I was sitting here, you know, drinking over for so long. And the first two columns was way, you know, my mother did this, my father did that, and all of these different things. But once I started to do the other columns past that is when I got a chance to see me And that was the first time in my life I had ever gotten a chance to see that. I got the chance to see my patterns, what was wrong with me and why I behaved the way that I did, And to me, that was such freedom. I was really ready for that. I know I had ran from that before because I just didn't want to look at myself. But this time around, I started to see what was going on and how things were clicking. And meanwhile, while this is happening, I'm still growing this relationship with a higher power because AA is teaching me how to pray again
University.
because I had, thank you. It's teaching me how to pray again. And I had, been so disconnected from that. So now with this sponsor that I'm, growing this relationship with, I'm ready to get this stuff out there. And I start to go ahead and clear, tell her about the things that I've done to other people. 'Cause by this point now it's no longer about what other people did to me. I'm looking at the things that I did to other people that I'm not, so innocent in a lot of this stuff, And so, I start telling her this stuff and it was a release. For me, it was a huge release and a huge freedom to finally get this stuff off of my back. And for once, I actually felt like at that time that I was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. That was the first time that I felt like I was a part of this thing and that I was one of y'all. And that was really, that was freeing too, because I had never belonged before. I was starting to come back into a version of myself that I just didn't know. Meanwhile, while this is going on, somebody's getting me into service. That really helped me out because during the first year, I was sitting there. I had a lot of stuff and wreckage from my past that I had to clean up and get pulling my life back together in early sobriety. And somebody got me into service, and that was a saving grace too because that allowed me to get outside of myself and help other people, and that gave me purpose. Now all of a sudden, I didn't feel like I was such a worthless drunk anymore. I felt like I had some purpose, and I was starting to feel whole. And piece by piece, Alcoholics Anonymous and the program started putting me back together, but started putting me back together better. And I'm so grateful for that today. I continue to go on with the rest of the process. I don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm not going to go through all of the steps today, but I continue to go through the entire process and changing and growing and continuing to build this relationship with the God of my understanding. And today I can say I went from not having a clue what this turning it over thing was going to be and this whole God concept to having a God of my understanding today like I've never had in my life before. And this God has helped me through so many different things, helped me through the program, and continues to help me through life today. And I can say that the relationship I have with the God of my understanding is absolutely different than the one that I grew up with. It's my own. That's what I love about this program. That's the one thing I absolutely did not expect to get from this program was a God of my understanding. And I'm so grateful for it today. The relationship that I have now as a result of going through the process and practicing spiritual principles on a daily basis with my mother is weird, but it's new. Like we're growing this relationship like we've never had before, So I'm getting a mom back. My daughters and I, we're very close. My daughters call me every day. They value my input. They're always proud of me. They let me be a part of their life. The relationship that we have today is different and better than the one I had with my mother back then. I have a grandbaby that's 2 years old. So my oldest daughter had her baby young too. And I'm able to be there for her as a grandmother. And he's never seen me drunk before. And I get an opportunity to just show up for this little kid, which is so amazing. Like, and I've been there since he was born, And I think about these gifts that I could have never been a part of if it weren't for this program and if it weren't for following a few simple suggestions, I've got all sorts of amazing things going on in my life today, as a result of this program. That's why when I look at my life today at 4 years and I'm like, man, like this is so surreal because it's, I mean, you they promised it, like, but I didn't think it was gonna really happen. I like when they say a life beyond your wildest dreams, like I couldn't even think this stuff up on my own. And so that's what's so amazing about this program. So if you're new, just stick and stay. My suggestions would be definitely get a sponsor. Go through the steps because that's where the program is at, because what we get in here is we get a new design for living, not the same old life, And these promises that they talk about, they actually actually come true. This is the only thing that I've been a part of where people promise you something if you do a few little things and it actually comes true. So thanks for whoever asked me to be of service today. And yeah, thanks for letting me share, y'all.